It's funny, that is one tune by Lloyd. I'm not that familiar with it. It's really good to hear it. He would have loved that.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but
well, he would.
He's, you know, he's so great. I don't really, you know, it's hard to you know, think of myself in the same business in a certain way, because I just, you know, sort of think he's so fantastic.
Well, but you know, it's nice to hear that song done in this day and age. I mean, usually you don't, you might hear a Louis record, but doing it, you don't hear somebody else doing it, which is kind of nice, I think.
And yeah.
In fact,
it's a style of blues, I think, that has been eclipsed by other styles.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's true that sort of a more, I guess, Memphis area style of singing blues or Delta blues style probably dominates rock music, you know, more than that sort of jazz style of singing blues.
It's funny, I've never really, really gone into it, but I mean, to me, that is like a classic blues, and just hearing it makes me think about him and what a joy he was.
When did you first meet Louis Armstrong?
When Jimmy McPartland, my husband, and he was showing me the delights of Broadway in the, I guess this was maybe 45 when we got back from Europe, and Louis was playing in a place called the Aquarium on Broadway, and the door was open, and Louis hollered out as only he can, "Hey, Mick Partland!" He always called Jimmy Mac Partland. So he says, "Come on in." So we went in. So that's how I met Louis, and, you know, firm friends ever since. And listen, don't stop me, else I could, you know, babble away here forever.
No, it's great. You know,
Anyway, somebody asked me how, you know, you've made such a tremendous success with your music. I mean, do you think it's changed the music at all? Are you doing things differently from you where you did? Does it keep changing? Are you
I think that it's all changed. It's evolved a little bit. I mean, I think we're fundamentally doing the same thing, or trying to do the same thing that we were trying to do at the beginning, and we've just refined our method a little bit, for better or worse, depending on, you know, how things come out on some particular day. But I think it's pretty much the same basic idea that we had, you know, back in the 70s.
Of course, what's wonderful, and I wish we could have done that here, was to have all those people like Chris Potter, the backup singers, and that is a big part of what you do, is a wonderful jazz interludes that come either in between verses or at the end of a tune.
Yeah.
Like that West Hollywood, I forget the title.
West of Hollywood.
West of Hollywood. Uh-huh. The end of that, there's the most wonderful jazz with Chris Potter and a whole bunch of... Oh, that is terrific. I mean...
You know, it's funny, but the idea of structure, like the way we structure the arrangements, I think more and more we've been going back to Ellington and to even like Jelly Roll Morton, as far as they had an interesting way. You know, it wasn't just a verse chorus, or they had little breaks and all kinds of little embellishments and. You know, they've written out sections that I think really make you know, tunes better.
Like having that Ellington piece, East St. Louis, Louis Toulou. Mm-hmm. I mean, things like that. It's great, I think, for the younger people to hear. They never would probably hear those otherwise.
Yeah, right. Well, a lot of people think that we wrote East St. Louis Toulou, but it was Duke Ellington, of course, and we were just glad to... get to play it.
Well, I hope you'll do more. Meanwhile, you and I are going to play some two pianos, aren't we, Donald?
Yeah, and speaking of Ellington, we're going to do a tune, Things Ain't What They Used to Be.
You know, Mercer wrote this one, I guess.
Oh, is that a Mercer song?
Well, what happened was they were doing a record date, maybe you know this, and Duke called up Mercer and said, we just need one more tune quick, write something and come down here
with it. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Yeah.
And he did.
Uh-huh. That's what happened. It was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, Mercer had a lot of interesting things to say. And so let's do the tune.